If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
This episode of Check the Locks is brought to you by my friends at Audible. Audible is your one-stop shop for audio entertainment, where you can always find the best of what you love or discover something new. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from mysteries, thrillers, biographies, and of course, true crime. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month from their catalog to keep forever, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible members also get access to thousands of podcasts from popular favorites, exclusive new series, and this very podcast, Check the Locks, that you're listening to now. Plus, the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. Best of all, Check the Locks listeners can try Audible for free for 30 days. That's a whole month. So head over to audibletrial.com/checkthelocks or click the link in the show notes to start enjoying Audible today.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
In 1988, a child star seemed to have the world at her feet. But a blossoming career would be cut short and a family destroyed. Join me, John Connor, as I discuss the murder of Judith Barcy. This is Check the Locks Podcast. Hello, and thank you for joining me as I dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. Before we get started, I just want to take a moment and wish you a very happy week. Hope everything has been going well. Hope that you're staying warm. I know that if you're like Tennessee, we got up into the 70s and everything was great, and then now we are kind of dipping back into the 30s there. So hope the weather has been nice for you. I know after those storms we got a couple of weeks ago, we're probably all really looking forward to some nice weather coming in and staying. And so I hope that that is what you've got going on. Like I said, just hope it's been a wonderful week for you, and thank you for letting me hang out with you while you're doing whatever you're doing. Before we get into this week's case, I just wanted to take a moment and read some feedback that seemed to be a pretty general consensus from some of our listeners and our locksmiths about last week's episode, which was the disappearance of Haley Busby. So this actually comes from Heather in our Facebook group. And she said, this week's case and last week's case, man, the worst. Having a teen daughter and knowing that even at home they are possibly not safe is just the scariest thing ever. It's just sad that with the internet, there are strangers in your home all the time. Hold your babies tight. And again, that just tended to be the general consensus about that episode. We do have a lot of parents and people with children in our community, and that just seemed to be the general tone. It's just that we live in a world where you have to be extra careful now because people can get into your house in other ways than opening a door or climbing through a window. So Heather, thank you for listening and thank you for sharing that feedback. It really does mean the world. I appreciate it so much. And with that being said, we will go ahead and kind of break into what we're going to be discussing for this week's case. So I was very surprised because I was not really familiar with this case. I had heard a little bit about it before. I think it's one of those cases that maybe a lot of people know a little bit about it, especially if you're of my age group. And I think you'll understand a little bit more about what I'm talking about as we get into the episode. But to take the time and really kind of deep dive into it, it really is a heartbreaking case. And it kind of combines three things. You know, I love film. I love true crime, and I'm a dad. So this case kind of rolls all of those things together. So I'm excited to hear what you think, what the listeners, the locksmiths, get that same type of feedback. And just, you know, again, is this something that you were familiar with? Is this the first time that you're hearing it? What are your thoughts on it? So with that being said, we'll go ahead, we'll quit the Gabby. We'll get into the Stabby, and let's break down this week's case. Some films not only have an impact when they're released, but carry on to impact future generations, becoming true classics over the following decades. One of those films was the animated hit, The Land Before Time. Now, this story follows a young, orphaned, plant-eating dinosaur named Littlefoot, trying to find others like himself. The film was released on November 18, 1988, and it was an immediate hit, grossing $84.5 million worldwide against a $12.3 million budget. Just to put it in context, that $84.5 million adjusted for inflation would be $231.6 million today. The Land Before Time became a phenomenon, resonating with children of the 80s and 90s until even today, with one of the big reasons for that being the character of Ducky, a loyal and loving dinosaur traveling with our heroes throughout the film, with her catchphrase, "Yep, yep, yep," being adored by kid viewers. What made the character so beloved was a standout performance by the actor behind it, 10-year-old Judith Barcy. Judith was born on June 6, 1978 in Los Angeles, California, to her parents, Maria and Joseph Barcy. Maria and Joseph were both Hungarian immigrants. Joseph had suffered a difficult upbringing, growing up an orphan in a rough industrial area of Hungary, while Maria had lived in a rural university town. But after the 1956 Soviet invasion, both Joseph and Maria fled to the United States separately. Joseph, a plumber by trade, would live in Arizona before moving to Los Angeles, earning him the nickname Arizona Joe with friends. Maria would also end up in California, working as a waitress in a Los Angeles restaurant, and that is where she would meet her future husband. The two bonded over their shared heritage and pursuit of the American dream. Marriage would come, and eventually their daughter Judith would be born. Now, Maria had been starstruck by all of the famous actors in nearby Hollywood, and as Judith grew up, she thought it would be a good chance for her daughter to have a future, one without the struggles that she had faced herself. So from a young age, Maria began teaching Judith about posture, poise, and how to speak. Her family would discourage her, telling Maria that it was a 1 in a million chance of success, but those family members would be proven very wrong. One day, Maria had taken Judith ice skating. Now, because it's Los Angeles, there happened to be a project being filmed there. And when producers saw the tiny blonde girl gliding across the ice, they were immediately smitten, and they invited her to be part of their commercial, sparking what would become a promising career for the young girl. Judith's career as an actress began to grow, and suddenly she was being cast in dozens of commercials. Then she moved into television, being cast in a TV miniseries called Fatal Vision in 1984 at only 6 years old. And as the little girl got older, her star continued to burn bright, earning roles on shows like The Twilight Zone and Punky Brewster. Judith's professional career was flourishing. She was making about $100,000 a year, which again, adjusted for inflation, comes out to be about $300,000 today. Her parents used that money to buy a 3-bedroom home on the edge of the San Fernando Valley. It seemed that Maria's dream for her child was on track, but the family's home life was growing darker and darker. And while at home, in what is supposed to be your safest space, Judith and Maria were suffering abuse, inflicted by the family's patriarch, Joseph Barcy. Joseph was a heavy drinker, and he was quick to anger. The plumber had continued to work even after Judith's success, and perhaps because he was unfamiliar with the world his wife and daughter were living in, he seemed to be resentful. He was in a constant state of anger with Maria, sometimes threatening to kill her. other times threatening to kill himself and Judith, leaving Maria alone in the world to suffer. Joseph tried to maintain tight control over Judith, but he was out of his depth when it came to his daughter's career. Once, Maria had bought Judith a new kite, and at some point, Joseph snatched it from the child. Now, like any kid, Judith lashed out, telling her father, "You'll break it." It was then that Joseph smashed the kite into tiny pieces, calling Judith a spoiled brat who wouldn't share her toys. Though the abuse in the home was mostly verbal, a 1986 police report filed by Maria accused Joseph of physical violence as well. Maria told police that her husband had choked her and hit her in the face, but possibly because she was scared of Joseph, Maria declined to prosecute. Now, despite the abuse at home, Judith's career continued, and in 1986, she was cast as Thea Brody in Jaws: The Revenge, which has a soft spot in my heart because this movie was on TV all the time when I was growing up. This was Judith's first movie role, but what should have been a time of celebration for the young actress quickly became a moment of terror. The movie was going to be filmed in the Bahamas, which meant that Maria and Judith would have to be on location, and before Judith left, Joseph did something truly terrifying, holding a knife to his daughter's neck, saying, "If you decide not to come back, I will cut your throat." Judith continued to work, but the abuse at home began to seep into her day-to-day life. She began plucking all of her eyelashes out, and she was afraid to go home, telling her friends that her daddy was drunk every day, and she knew that he wanted to kill her mother. In May of 1988, Judith had an audition scheduled, but shortly before, the child became hysterical, finally telling her agent what was happening inside of her home. Judith would see a child psychiatrist who would go on to report the case to Family Services, but sadly, nothing changed. Both Judith and Maria were living in fear. Maria wanted to take her daughter and leave, but she believed that Joseph would retaliate, telling a neighbor that Joseph would find and kill them. But eventually, Maria began taking steps to get herself and Judith out of the violent situation. She had rented an apartment in Panorama City, hoping to escape there with Judith while she worked. But sadly, Maria's hesitation to leave Joseph would lead to tragedy. At around 8:30 a.m. on July 27, 1988, a neighbor heard an explosion come from the Barcy home. They immediately called 911 and firefighters were dispatched. Once the flames were extinguished, the truth about the grisly act was revealed. Joseph had shot Maria in the hallway of the family's home, killing her. He then continued into Judith's room, shooting his own daughter as she lay in her bed. Reports would later indicate that she had been watching a pink television, a television that had been given to her by Joseph as an apology for previous abuse. When he was done with the heinous act, Joseph poured gasoline all over Maria and Judith's bodies, as well as the rest of the home, setting the house ablaze before taking his own life in the garage, destroying his family with his own two hands. Judith Eva Barcy's life was tragically ended at only 10 years old, but her artistic work would go on to last for generations. The Land Before Time would be released only months after her passing, with Ducky's signature "Yep, Yep, Yep" being engraved on Judith's headstone. Her final film, All Dogs Go to Heaven, would be released on November 16, 1989, with Judith voicing the main character, Anne Marie, starring alongside Burt Reynolds as an orphan who could talk to dogs. Until this day, The Land Before Time and All Dogs Go to Heaven remain beloved films, and as parents pass the movies on to their children, the memory of Judith Barcy lives on as well, forever holding a special place inside our hearts.
Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their StayFit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheeks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheeks.com.
So that's this week's case. And before we get into the deadbolt test, I did just want to take a moment and kind of share some thoughts like I normally do. But I found this case to be very interesting for a few different reasons. Number one is the work that this child did before she tragically lost her life. I know that I said it during the case details, but Jaws the Revenge was on television all the time when I was a kid. It was the first thing I ever knew Michael Caine from. So as an adult, you know, you see Michael Caine in the Nolan Batman movies as Alfred, but in my head, he will always be the seaplane pilot from Jaws the Revenge, just because that's the first thing I saw him in. It was always on television. And then there was this just cute little girl playing on the beach. And, you know, that was Judith Barcy. And then to go from Jaws, something that I've seen a million times, to All Dogs Go to Heaven and The Lamb Before Time, these seminal films for people who were born around the time that I was. I mean, these were two of the biggest films ever. The gentleman who did All Dogs Go to Heaven, the movie he did before that was Oliver and Company. So these were, you know, big, big movies. And she's just this little wide-eyed, spunky little, you know, blonde kid who comes in and is able to deliver these performances that have lasted with us for a lifetime. You know, my friend Sutton is almost a 40-year-old man. The Lamb Before Time is still one of his favorite movies of all time. I'm pretty sure he has a Lamb Before Time tattoo. So these are movies that not only resonated with us as children, but as we've grown now, when we have our own children, we're sharing these films and these stories and her work. And so why it is so sad to think that she lost her life in the way that she did, I really do think there is something beautiful about the way that her talent and her role in these stories that have become so beloved continues to be passed down. And in a way, it just kind of makes it where you're not forgotten. So I thought that was very, very interesting and a little heartwarming. And it's important to me to focus on the heartwarming aspect, because the second part that I wanted to talk about is absolutely devastating. And that is the fact that as a father myself, I could never, ever imagine doing anything to hurt my child. You know, the idea that this man put a knife against a, you know, we're talking like a 6-7-year-old child, put a knife against her throat and said, if you don't come back, I will kill you. I will slit your throat. And it seems like from everything that I could pull in the research, that it was just coming from a place of jealousy. It was, you're doing better than I am. You're in a world that I don't get to be a part of. You know, you're outgrowing me and your mother is outgrowing me. And here I am, I'm just, you know, a plumber. Not that there's anything wrong with being a plumber, knowing a trade, and it's a skill set that definitely escapes me. And I know it takes a very smart person to be a plumber, you know, to have that kind of trade. But it seems like in this case, he thought of himself as less than. And because of that, you know, he would drink and it would cause these fights between him and Mira. The other thing, I could never look at my wife and say, I'm going to kill our child and myself to make you miserable, to leave you alone, to take everything from you. Again, we talk a lot about monsters on this podcast and how they walk amongst us every single day. And, you know, you have to be prepared and you have to keep an eye out for those things. And I think that this is a really good example of that. So because of the way that Judith lost her life, and because it was at the hands of her own father, when we're talking deadbolt tests, for me, it is just so hard to believe. And I just cannot wrap my head around the fact that a parent would do this to their own child. And unfortunately, we've talked about these kind of cases more times than I would like to think about. So when it comes to the deadbolt test for myself, this is definitely going to be a 10. But as always, I want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Judith Barcy fall on your deadbolt test? You can let me know. Reach out on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find me on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, come hang out with us. I would love the opportunity to get to know you, spend a little bit of time with you. Love to get your feedback, read on the show, just like Heather. Again, Heather, thank you so much for sharing your feedback on that recent episode. If you would like to be part of the Facebook group, we would love to have you. There is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to now. Click that link, answer the few questions, boom, we would absolutely love to have you. And as always, if you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. Got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits. You get stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. But you also get the episodes early and ad-free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, if you want to help keep the lights on, support what I'm doing, that is patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, I definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, and sharing this show with your friends and family, the people who are important to you, it means just as much, if not more. So if that is you, you're listening, and you're encouraging other people to check it out, just know it really does mean the world. Again, it's all about that grassroots growth and bringing new people in the family. And when you are telling people to check this podcast out, that's exactly what it does. So again, just know if you're sharing this in any shape, size, or form, it means the absolute world, and I thank you so much for that. That is all that I have for you for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. I will see you again next week with another truly terrifying true crime case, but until then, don't forget, monsters are real, so stay safe, stay ready, and don't forget to check the locks. See you next week.
If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha Bamboo Sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.